Well, chances are no ferry will be required to get across Deep Creek, of course, or Dead Man's Gully, they sometimes call that part of the world, between Cowra Beach and Clifton Beach. An announcement's been made overnight about a new local road. Now, look, I guess it generally actually comes within the jurisdiction of the council, not so much of a state government thing, but it is going to have some impacts and possibly some positive impacts too there on the Captain Cook Highway. Member for Barron River, Craig Crawford, joins me this morning. Good morning, Craig. Nice to have you along for a Friday morning, and you certainly sound like you're up and bushy-tailed already at this time of the morning, hey?
I'm about to fly from Brisbane back to Cairns in about an hour, so yeah, early start.
Good to see you coming back for some sunshine across the weekend. Now look, as I said there at the beginning, it is actually, I guess, more of a Cairns Regional Council road as such, but of course, you know, with what's happening there with the Captain Cook Highway, some rather dramatic changes, but in a lot of ways, I guess it's a good thing for locals and maybe reduces some of the congestion as well on the Captain Cook Highway.
Yeah, look, well, what this is about is, you know, Main Roads for some time has been pushing back on new intersections and things joining on to the Captain Cook because, you know, even just small things like a driveway turns into a road, turns into a roundabout, turns into another set of lights, et cetera, et cetera. So in planning for new estates coming in, and there are obviously some plans afoot up in that Cowra Beach area, Main Roads in that planning space has been pushing back on council, I believe, you know, making sure that, you know, some of that traffic that just goes in between suburbs doesn't actually have to come out onto the highway and mix with all the traffic that's trying to get through. So it's all part of that sort of big master plan work. But it is, you're right, it is led by council and private developers, that will be, that's my understanding.
And certainly, you know, with respect to the intensity of housing estates throughout the region, you know, that does, I guess, cause some impacts on some of the infrastructure and things like that. Because, I mean, especially with Cowra Beach, you know, you've got some areas of Smithfield there, but we haven't got a lot left in the northern beaches, but certainly some additional impact on local infrastructure.
Well, we're certainly having a housing boom at the moment. You don't have to look far to see that. And every new house adds a couple of extra cars. You know, a good example, when we started building the Smithfield bypass, we were talking about 35,000 cars a day through the Smithfield roundabout. I know the contractors on the bypass project are now seeing numbers of about 45,000 cars a day. So that's an increase of 10,000 cars a day in barely a couple of years. That's moving through that Caravonica area. So, and that number is growing all the time. So as I say, every house that goes up, there's probably two cars in that garage who all want to get to Cairns at probably the same time as the rest of us. So that puts a lot of pressure on the system.
Look, let's talk a little bit further south within your electorate. And, of course, a major announcement just in the last week or so. I sniffed that there may be a federal election somewhere just around the corner. But quite significant funding certainly there for the Western Arterial Road. And duplication, which is very significant, really, of the Barron Ridges, Barron River Bridges there at Kamarunga. And, of course, the Bill Fulton Bridge. And I guess there's the overpass. Well, the Bill Fulton Bridge is already done, but also that overpass just near the Red Beret. That's fairly significant announcement, certainly from the federal government. I'm sure you'd be pleased to see that come into the coffers.
Oh, mate, all money from the feds is always very welcome, you know, when it comes to roads. You know, we, on the north of Cairns there, you know, we've always struggled with the fact that our roads had always been state-controlled roads, unlike to the south where the federal government would pay 80%, and we've certainly seen now in the last couple of years, you know, the feds coming up with you know, big money, you know, $300 and something million for the Captain Cook to be upgraded, and then this announcement for the Western Arterial. So I do welcome it. I think it's good. You know, we pay GST like everyone else on the northern beaches, and we deserve to see some of that money come back into infrastructure, and you know, that will certainly go well. But the challenge we're going to have now, and there's no issues from a state government perspective, our money is already there. Our commitments for both of those big roads is already budgeted, so we're good to go. So, and the planning is already underway for both the Captain Cook and the Western Arterial. The challenge for us now will be how we sequence that, how we actually get that to work, because when you think about it, if there is significant roadworks occurring for kilometres and kilometres of road on both of the highways, and you're trying to drive to town with 45,000 other people, you know, so that's going to be the discussion I'll have with Main Roads about how we get this timing right, from a contracting perspective and everything like that. you know, as we move forward. So, and I also want to have a look at the timelines, because I think that some of the money is probably hung a bit too far out from the Fed. So we need to make sure that that we can get it moving. So I'm actually pretty keen to get the Western Arterial started sooner rather than later. I know that our planning for that is almost complete. It's actually nearly ready to go. So, but you know, we'll work with everyone and get it done. But like I say, our money's already there. And I definitely welcome, you know, good to see our taxes coming back.
Yeah, certainly, you know, for the tropical north region, we've certainly had a bit of a shortfall of funding, and particularly for some of these infrastructure areas when we're seeing so much growth and I guess quite a bit of flow from southern states and certainly out of the big cities to regional areas. We certainly need this assistance as well. Very positive. I was going to touch on vaccines, but look, we might wrap it up at that point this morning. Always good to talk to you. Have a great flight, and very glad to see that you're back, and you're going to be lucky enough to spending your weekend here in Cairns. Craig.
Cheers, mate.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon. It's 7:14.